Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Senator Inhofe, for your invitation to appear here this morning. And Senator Inhofe, thank you for being safe home from Iraq, too. Appreciate that. My written statement is obviously too lengthy to read, and I would ask that it be considered part of the record.
Without objection, so ordered.
In 2005, the state of Oklahoma filed a lawsuit after 3 years of unsuccessful negotiation against the major poultry companies in western Arkansas and eastern Oklahoma over degradation of the Illinois River watershed due to the surface application of poultry waste for many, many years. Madam Chair, CAPOs are not normal agricultural operations which are exempt under CERCLA. These are not chickens in a yard and you throw grain down and feed them and go in the next morning and see if they laid any eggs. These are houses that hold as many as 25,000 birds at a time. They turn over 4 to 5 crops a year, which means a single house will have 100 to 125,000 birds in it in a year. And a typical poultry farm will have from 3 to 20 houses. So you're talking about an enormous amount of waste that's generated at an industrial level by these operations. The amount of phosphorus that's generated in the Illinois River watershed alone from these poultry operations would equal the untreated human waste of 10.7 million human beings, more than the population of Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Kansas combined. And if we would contemplate for just a second taking the human waste of 10.7 million human beings and simply surface applying it to the land rather than sending it to treatment facilities, that's exactly what we're getting annually in a precious watershed in eastern Oklahoma and western Arkansas from poultry operations. That's why we felt it necessary to litigate when negotiation proved unsuccessful, and that's why we hope to be able to change the practice of the industry in western Arkansas and eastern Oklahoma. It's about a 1 million acre watershed, lying roughly half in Arkansas and half in Oklahoma. There are nearly 3,000 poultry operations within that watershed, about 2,300 of them in Arkansas, and the balance in the state of Oklahoma. So it's a shared problem, and we could only reach it through the federal courts. As has been mentioned, there are more chemical agents besides nitrogen and phosphorus. There's also arsenic. There's also selenium, zinc, and copper, and other trace elements, as well as growth hormones, and of course, E. coli. So there are significant problems. They've resulted in degradation of that watershed and other watersheds in Oklahoma, and I dare say, notwithstanding the progress that's been made, the Chesapeake Bay remains degraded, and work needs to be done Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia. Work needs to be done in Georgia. And I would suggest, if I may most humbly, that rather than looking at exempting these industrial-sized operations from the provisions governing clean water, that Congress might take a look at national legislation to prevent the surface application of untreated animal waste of an industrial level. And that way the playing field would be level and that different operations would not have competitive advantages one against the other. Senator Inhofe, thank you for mentioning my father and my uncle. They used to take me canoeing on the Illinois River. I took my children picnicking and swimming on the Illinois River and Lake Tenkiller. And the result of your work and our efforts in Oklahoma will determine whether or not my children can take their children to enjoy those same waterways. Thank you very much.